This is 91.9 KVCR. Good morning. I'm Ken Vincent. On Fridays, we hear from Press Enterprise columnist Cassie McDuff. We review a few of the big news stories of the past week from around the Inland Empire. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ken.
Let's start out with District Attorney Mike Ramos this week said that three San Bernardino County Sheriff's deputies will be charged with assault in that televised high desert beating a chase suspect from a while back.
Yes, people will remember this was a very dramatic video shot by NBC Channel 4, a helicopter. This was a suspect who fled in a car and ultimately apparently stole a horse and was chased through the desert, up through the hills. And he ultimately was surrounded by deputies and he did surrender. But he was beaten and the beating lasted about 4 or 5 minutes, all caught on this video. Now, there were, I think, 10 deputies were placed on administrative leave for participating in this beating. Only three of them were charged. That's still extraordinary. It's not often that law enforcement officers get charged with assault for doing what they would consider their job, capturing a suspect. But in this case, the DA, Mike Ramos, said that it went farther than it should have. The suspect had clearly surrendered. He was on the ground with his legs spread and his hands behind his back, face down. And yet the deputies beat him. Now, some people asked why the other seven deputies were not also charged since they participated in the beating that went on for quite a while. And the DA said that deputies who arrive on the scene when something like this is going on are legally allowed to presume that their fellow officers are acting appropriately. So they must have believed that the suspect was not restrained, and so they also piled on.
So we are going to see a trial with the San Bernardino County prosecutors prosecuting San Bernardino County deputies then.
Yes, unless a plea agreement is reached, which is, of course, always possible. But, you know, in the last case that I can remember where a law officer was charged, this was a deputy, San Bernardino County deputy, who shot a military officer who was on leave. He was acquitted. He was charged with illegally shooting the man, and he was acquitted.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll keep watching this. Got some news from Sacramento way, some IE news. Chad Mayes, relatively newly elected member of the Assembly from the IE, will become the new Assembly Republican leader.
Right. This is quite a vote of confidence by his peers in the Republican caucus. Now, they are the minority party. There are only, I think, 28 Republicans in the 80-seat Assembly. But it's a leadership position. It was previously held by Kristen Olson of Modesto and before that by another Republican in Southern California. But interestingly, the Inland Empire has produced a number of leaders. Jim Brolte, notably, I think he was twice the leader in the Assembly and once in the Senate. Bill Leonard, also in the Assembly, I think twice. That was before term limits kicked in. And Rod Pacheco, who went on to become district attorney in Riverside County.
Okay, and let's move on to some big exciting news that happened at the edge of the IE. The Palm Springs City Hall got the Beaumont / Moreno Valley treatment. Their City Hall got raided by the FBI and the local public corruption task force. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, Tuesday was a big day in the Inland Empire. At the same time the DA was having a press conference in San Bernardino County, the agents in Palm Springs were raiding City Hall there. You know, for a long time, the Desert Sun has been reporting that the mayor, Steve Pugnay, had voted when he shouldn't have to benefit someone who employed him as a consultant. He was a consultant for a developer. The developer bought a piece of property from the city in downtown Palm Springs. People said that it was at a low price, lower than it should have been for comparable properties, and that he was cut a sweetheart deal by the city. Where Pugnay got in trouble was that he had earned about $200,000, according to the Desert Sun, as a consultant for this developer.
Now, this sort of conflict of interest charge against local public officials is not new.
It's not new. Usually the Fair Political Practices Commission handles cases like this, and indeed they did have a probe going on about what happened in Palm Springs. But the most recent one that I can recall that's similar was in Grand Terrace, where a councilman had voted to approve payments to his wife's weekly newspaper for publishing the city's legal ads. His name was Jim Miller. He was charged criminally, and it was initially a felony charge. He ended up pleading guilty to a misdemeanor and voluntarily stepped down from his office. So this was a much smaller case. There was about $17,000, $18,000 spent by the city in legal ads. He had to pay that back to the city in restitution, but it was resolved relatively easily, and he was barred from seeking office again for 4 years.
Hmm. Finally, a San Bernardino rookie police officer will be honored by Governor Brown.
Yes, this was the rookie police officer. His name is Marcus Pesquera. Just 6 weeks out of the academy, he was riding with his training officer when they approached some suspects in the early morning hours on a darkened street in North San Bernardino. And gunfire erupted. The training officer was hit and was down, unconscious. And this officer whipped into action, engaged in a gun battle with the suspects.
We're talking about the rookie now.
Correct.
Defending the veteran.
Absolutely, huh. Yeah. Really extraordinary. 22 years old at the time. And the governor noticed this, and he is awarding the governor's Public Safety Officer Medal of Valor. And Officer Pesquera will be going to Sacramento on September 14th to collect that medal.
Well, we can say congrats to him, and thank you, Press Enterprise columnist Cassie McDuff.
Thank you, Ken.